Coming back to chapter 2, the Lord said to Eli, because you honored your, chapter 2 verse 29, you honored your sons more than me. I want to ask you, dear brothers and sisters, do you honor anyone in your family more than the Lord? Do you see your wife doing something wrong and you never say anything because it might hurt her? It's leading the children in a wrong way, the way your wife is doing something or the way your husband is doing something. But you say, well, it's not so serious. Yeah, you keep saying that. One day your children will be in hell. It's not so serious. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There are so many older people today. I come across so many of them whose children are gone astray. And they wish they had been a little more strict with them when they were younger. If your children are only 1 or 2 years old, you're lucky to be able to hear this message. Because that's the age when you got to start working with them. They got to recognize the importance of submitting to authority. What is the cause of the first? What brought sin into the universe right at the beginning? It was not Adam and Eve disobeying God. You have to understand the origin of sin. The origin of sin was the highest angel, who's known as Lucifer. We don't know his real name. That's just a Latin title they've given in one Isaiah chapter 14. But you read it in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. When the highest angel, who was already the highest angel, all created beings were underneath him. He rebelled against the only person above him, that was God. Rebellion against authority was the first sin in the universe. And when, by the way, in Ezekiel 28, it says the first inhabitant of the Garden of Eden was not Adam. It was this highest angel, Lucifer. It says that in Ezekiel 28. You take time to read it. When you were in the Garden of Eden, God tells this angel. So you, that's where he was. And then he was cast out from there into, from the third heaven to the second heavens, where he is now. We read about battling with people in the heavenlies. That's where Satan is. He was cast out from there. He had access to Eden on earth. But when he saw somebody else replacing him in Eden, that is Adam and Eve, he was determined to get them also out of Eden. And he succeeded. How did he succeed? With the same sin that he himself committed. Don't just think it is a matter of eating something God had forbidden. That is the elementary way of people read it. It was the same sin that Lucifer committed, rebellion against authority. Lucifer rebelled against authority and became the devil. And he tempted Adam, he tempted Eve rather. Come on, I know God is an authority over you, but you don't have to listen to him. You know what he told him? You read in Genesis 3, you can be like God. That is the same temptation he was tempted with in Isaiah 14. He wanted to be like God, and he tells Eve, Genesis 3, 5, you will be like God. That is the essential temptation. Many people haven't seen it in Genesis 3. They only say she went and take fruit from that forbidden tree. That's true. But it was rebellion against authority and the temptation to become like God, to have the authority and power of God and the knowledge and wisdom of God. You'll be like that. The same thing. And throughout the ages, I've seen that's how the devil comes to tempt people, to rebel against God's authority. And where does it begin? It begins with little children. When they don't obey parents. And the parents say, oh, darling, it's okay. The mother or father will say, oh, it's okay, don't spank him. It's not so bad. one parent says that and the other parent listens to it, that's the way to train your children to go to hell. You got to be very strict there. And if your wife or your husband is lenient, you say, sorry, darling, I can't listen to you. I don't want my child to go to hell. I've seen enough children grow up and go to hell. And I don't want my children to go in that route. I have to teach that child submission to authority. The first sin in the universe, rebellion against authority. And that's why in the commandments that God gave, you know, there were 10 commandments. The first four are in relationship to God. I'm the Lord your God, and you have no other gods but me. Second, don't have any idols. Third, don't take the Lord's name in vain. And fourth, keep the Sabbath day holy. And then comes to the second tablet of stone, which had 6 commandments, which are related to man. The first was relating to love God, and the second was relating to loving man, loving your neighbor as yourself. The two tablets symbolize these two statements of God: love your God with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the first commandment in the second tablet was commandment number 5, was honor your father and mother. Much before you come to the other ones, like don't kill, don't murder, don't commit adultery, and don't bear false witness, you would think one of those things should come on top. No. Don't murder, don't commit adultery are all further down. Children must honor their father and mother because that is the only commandment among the 10 which has a promise attached to it. Did you know that? It says in Ephesians 6, the only commandment with a promise attached to it. All the other commandments didn't have a promise. But the 5th commandment, the first in the second tablet, honor your father and mother, has a promise attached to it. It will go well with you. And you will live long on the earth. Live long means you'll live as long as God wants you to live. You won't, your life won't be cut short. It may be 30 years or 33 like Jesus or whatever it is, or 95 like Adam, or 30 like James the Apostle. But you will complete your earthly course. Honor your father and mother. Now, the father and mother have got to, the child does not know how to read that 5th commandment. Who's going to teach that child? The father and mother. And it's very easy to hear all these things, like Samuel, and not practice them. It's a great warning. And so it's in connection with this failure of Eli. It says the glory of God departed from Israel because Eli failed to bring up his children in a godly way. And I see that everywhere. It's gradually coming into our churches too, where parents are not so strict in teaching their children the fear of God, teaching their children to stay away from things which are going to be harmful for them, and being very strict in teaching their children never to tell lies. There were only 2 things that I insisted with my own children. One was, you have to respect and obey your parents and older people. That includes older people, whoever he is. And second is, never tell a lie. Never try to deceive me. Those are the 2 things I was very, very strict on, because to me that's fundamental. I hope all of you parents will seek to do that with your children. If you're fortunate, if your children are still small at home, and if they are under 2 years old, good time to begin. Teach them from the age of 1 the meaning of the word no. That's the first word they need to understand. No, you can't do that. You have to obey me. And if you do that, and you seek to honor God in that way, I can guarantee your children will grow up to be disciples of Jesus Christ.